GWA. I'm right here. I thought of something fun to do from a challenge I was given. Reading poems while feathering, which I'm pretty sure is something that's already done. So why don't I give it a try? We'll see what happens. And the poem I'm going to be reading is The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. Let's see how this turns out. I'm going to be using my vibrator, so we'll see what happens. Once upon the midnight jury, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many quaint, curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as if someone gently rapping at my chamber door. Distant visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door, only this, and nothing more. And distinctly, I remember it was bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly, I wished the morrow. Vainly, I had sought to borrow from my books such seas of sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare maiden whom the ages named Lenore. Nameless here forevermore. And the silken, sad, and certain rustling of each purple curtain filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. So that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating to some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. Some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing more. Presently, my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. So said I, or madam, truly if. Forgiveness I implore, but the fact is I was napping, and so gently you came napping, and so faintly you came tapping at my chamber door. There scarce how sure I heard you here, I opened wide the door, darkness there and nothing more. Deep into the darkness, peering long, I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming, dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word, Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, Lenore. Merely this. Nothing more. Back into the chamber, turning all my soul within me. Soon again, I heard a tapping somewhat louder than before. Surely, said I, surely that is something on my window lattice. Let me see then what there at it is, and this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment. Endless mystery. Explore. To slow and down, nothing more. Open here, I flung the shutter. One with many a flirt and flutter. As their steps stately raven. Of the saintly days of yore. Not the least. The saint made he had a minute stop to his duty, but with mine of water lady perched upon the chamber door, perched upon a blast of polish just above ranging door, perched and sat with nothing more. Then this ebony bird, beguiling I said, fancy to smiling by the grave and stern decorum of the counted so war. So I grass be shorn and shaven, though I said the arch shadow craven, ghastly grim. An ancient raven wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore. What if the raven nevermore? I marvel this ungainly foe to hear this course so plainly. Thou hast answered little meaning, little relevance he bore, for we cannot help agreeing that no living being ever yet. Blessed with seeing bird above his chamber door, bird or beast upon the sculptured bust above his chamber door, which such name has nevermore. The raven sitting lonely in the blast spoke only that one word as of his soul, and that one word he did outpour. Nothing further than he uttered breath, and he fluttered on delight, scarcely more than muttered other friends have flown before. On the morrow, he will leave me as my hopes flown before within the bridge. Startled, the stillness broken by reply, apt be spoken, doubtless, said I. What it utters is its only stock and store. Caught from some unhappy master, whom unmerciful disaster followed fast and followed faster till songs one burden bore. Till the dirt just of his hope, the melancholy burden bore of but the raven still beguiling my sad fancy into smiling. Straight I wheeled a cushioned seat in front of bird and bust and door, then upon the velvet sinking. To linking fancy and to fancy thinking that the zombie's part of your this grim ungainly ghastly gaunt and this part of your mint and croaking never more. As I sat engaged in guessing but no syllable of expressing to the fowl who's fiery eyes now burned into my bosom's core. And the more I sat, the lining of my head at ease reclining on the cushion's velvet lining, and the lamp I gloated over. But his velvet violet lining with the lamplight gloating o'er. She still pressed, never more. Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer swung by seraphim. Swift false tinker on the tuft floor, wretch, I cried, like that heaven thee, by thee, these angels ye have sent thee. Respite, respite, and append thee from thy memories of all those. One more quaff this kind of penthe and forget this lost Lenore, court of the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet, still a bird or devil, whether tempter sent or whether tempest tossed the air ashore, desolate yet all undaunted on this desert land, enchanted on this home my horror haunted, tell me truly I am. And poor is this balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore, what if the raven nevermore? Prophet, said I, thing of you all, prophet, still of bird or devil. By that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both adore, tell the soul from sorrow laden if within the distant Aden that shall class with saint and maiden. The angel's name. One more clasp, very hard reading, meaning, angel's name. Lenore, Out of the raven. Be that word our sign, and parting bird or fiend, I shrieked up, starting. Get thee back into the tempest and the night's Plutonian shore. Eve, my black plume is a token of that life I still have spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken with the bust above my door. Take thy break. Take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form from off my door, quote the raven, nevermore. And the raven never footed still is today. Still sitting on the pallet, best of palace just above. Just above the chamber door. And his eyes have all the seeming of a demon that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor of my soul from out. Out that shadow that lies voting on the floor shall be lifted never more. Hope you enjoyed that. If so, maybe I'll do some more. Bye.